So we're back yet again. I'm pretty sure that this is As Told by Tay, a podcast, season 5, episode 3. Yeah. Enjoy. Let me tell you a story about this one time when I got pregnant by this lame and only God's unchanging hand could save me. Like to hear it? Here it go. All right, so y'all still gonna get that story. That story time, y'all still gonna get it. The thing is that I had some other things that I wanted to get off my chest, okay? So I have been on a social media break since September, I think, 15th. So it's been a couple of weeks and a few days. I am continuing that social media break. The only social media that I am truly on, like looking through, scrolling through, is TikTok. That's just because it's TikTok school. You know what I'm saying? I learn a lot of different things on TikTok, and so I enjoy it. It's very low-key, low-maintenance type of thing. I don't necessarily have to post, but I can watch or repost or comment or laugh at the comments, whatever it is. Just very low-key. So that's what I've been doing outside of that. I can view Twitter, but I'm not really on Twitter that much unless I have something to really tweet about. So I wanted to just jump in here on some unpopular opinions that I've been mulling over and thinking about for the last few weeks. Okay. So most of these top ones are music related. Okay. Y'all hear Ask of You in the background. The song goes off. It's a classic bop. If y'all know nothing about it, like, you can't really find a song anywhere. Like, the video you can get somewhere. You can get it on YouTube. You can get it, you know, that kind of thing. But the actual song, it ain't nowhere. I can't find it. It's crazy. Like, Rafael Sadiq, what's up? Can we get this? That's crazy. Higher Learning was a good movie, though. It's very heavy, though. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. Unpopular opinions. Okay, first one. Super Freaky Girl. Nicki Minaj, no fucking thank you, boo. We didn't want it. We don't need it. I really, really, on the other hand, enjoy Glorilla's music. FNF is really close to my heart. And if y'all know me, y'all know why. Recite the lyrics like nobody's business. Blessed, you know what I'm saying? 99 Problems and the biggest one is me. Purr, you know what I'm saying? I really like her music. Like, I like her vibe. But like, she's new, you know, she's there. I like it. She's the moment right now. It's really upsetting me and my homegirls that I still do have that y'all didn't know anything about Mariah the Scientist until she was announced to be on Rod Wave's tour. Like, she has really good music, like a whole vibe. And y'all, everybody been like, who is Mariah the Scientist? And I'm like, are y'all kidding me right now? But I digress. Another thing, how dare Puff Combs, P. Diddy, Diddy, Puffy, Brother Love, whatever the fuck he's calling himself these days, say that R&B is dead with your thieving ass. You had some amazing R&B groups, under a Bad Boy. Give them the funds. Send the funds now and release the music. I mean, we got the old music, but like, put them back on. That's where the R&B is. 112, Day 26, Danity Kane. I don't know what you're going to be able to do with them, but you know what I'm saying? Total. It was there. Faith, like, it was there. You just, you messed it up. So yeah, do that now. Okay. On the other hand, Can't Stop, Won't Stop by Your Son, Christian Combs, Kodak Black, a bop. Clean, cold bop. Speaking of groups, Jagged Edge, that's all I gotta say. So this last one is not really music related, but music artist related. Big Lotto, if you will, You really got the people up in arms about Crumble Cookie, and the shit is disgusting. These reviews y'all doing, falsities. Please, stop it. Stop. Okay, so we're back. This little segment, I'ma call, fuck it, these facts, okay? So, y'all hear Jodeci in the back, like, elite R&B groups, the top. I can have an argument with you all day about this. I know that some people feel differently, but it's just something about Jodeci music that's very toxic, but I'm in love, I can't leave you alone type of thing. Like, it's just something about it. I don't know. So, first one. Twitter and TikTok, as I stated before, are the elite social media platforms. Good vibes, belly laughs, healthy reads to filth. You lying if you don't agree. Report to the nearest hell if you don't agree with me. Yeah, that's all I got to say about that. What else? Zeus, the app, the network, needs to end now, okay? Right now, it's trash. It's nothing on it interesting. It is exploitation to the 10th degree. Just get rid of it. I don't know who signed the paperwork to say, hey, let's just exploit trashy people. And like, it just doesn't make it. I don't know who owns it. I don't know what's going on over there, but it's time to go. Tired of it. Even though it's one of the cheaper subscriptions, it's still time to go. The only reason I got it is because my daughters like to watch Batty South, and I'm in the place in my life where if that's what y'all interested in, y'all think is funny and entertaining, go about it. Do what you need to do. But me, as for me and myself, I'm not participating in the foolery. Question. It's a fact and it's also a question. A faction, I guess, if you want to call it. How many more seasons of Love and Hip Hop franchise are we done? Because I'm tired. I'm over it. They bring in a couple new people and it just doesn't hit the same. I mean, I wanted to hit like when Jim Jones and Chrissy was on. I wanted to hit like that. Like, I don't feel like Love and Hip Hop Atlanta ever hit like that. Miami is a no for me. Like, I have not watched one season of it. I watched a few episodes of it, I believe, last season because Ace Hood and Sheila were on there. And I really like them as a couple and as individuals. So I watched that. Their, you know, addition to the show was very inspiring. So I enjoyed that. Love and Hip Hop Hollywood was good for a couple of seasons. But yeah, that's really it. I'm over it. I'm tired. The storylines, they're just not carrying over as you guys think they are. It's just a lot of mess and I don't like it. I don't know if I need like new cities like Love and Hip Hop Chicago or Love and Hip Hop Houston or I don't know, but I'm just not, it just not doing the same thing for me. So I'm tired of it. Just take it off the air. We're good. If y'all gonna play that, then let's bring back shows like For the Love of Ray J and Flavor of Love and anything with New York on it. Yeah, bring that back. That was the reality TV I like. So yeah, there's that. Let's see. Lastly, in Fuck It, These Facts, regardless of what I share in real life, on social media, on this podcast regarding my kids and any woes of motherhood and parenting and doing it alone in a single life in regards to, you know, trying to balance that with being a parent and now a grandparent, you don't fucking play with me. Do not fucking play with me. And I think, you know, I don't want you to ever think, and I'm talking to whoever this may be out to, like, y'all know as adults well enough to know if you have, you know, discussed me, my children, my parenting, my feelings, any of that. never think that you can fucking play with me and discuss any of that with your friends, your family, discuss an outcome. And if it ever gets back to me, that will be the end of as far as the rope goes for you to trust me. Shit will never be sweet like that again. Like, you'll never get that side of me. I'm going to be mute every time you ask me anything. And I'm only speaking on it now because it's happened very recently to me. And I don't play that shit. I don't play about my children. If you know anything about me, you know that that's the top thing is I don't play about. I might even play with you a little bit about a little couple dollars, but my kids? No, bitch. It's never sweet like that. Like, shit's never sweet. So please, before you get together and y'all gather and y'all talk about my children, you talk about my daughter being a teen mother, you talk about how I'm raising my children, how I choose to have them go about life, any of those things, the discussions I have with them, how I interact, how I communicate, this shit's not sweet. Keep it hush. Mind your own fucking business. Capiche? So here's the thing. I am physically sitting in the vehicle right now. And it came to me that I had started recording this episode August 24th, which was a few days after my birthday. Like, what the fuck have you been doing, Shantae? It's very weird. Anyway, the story that I wanted to tell you guys, the story time, which I don't know if I want to record or not anymore, because it's just like, you know how you get to a point and you're just like, oh, that was a time in my life. Like, it's happened. It's over. Like, you know, but I do think it's a funny situation after the fact, almost not even 20 years later. I say like 13, 14 years later, 15 years. Ooh, 15. Grody. All right, bitch. So imagine around this time of year, 2006, right? Okay. Way back in the way back. So I wouldn't even say dating this guy. We never went on any dates. And that's just out of the maturity and growth that I have. Like, I understood at the time what we were doing was just like sneaky links. And not even sneaky, because people knew we were, you know, he was around my family, friends, same around his family, friends. Everybody knew what it was. So it wasn't necessarily a sneaky link, but it was a link of some sort. A penetration ship, if you will. So we have been dealing with each other for several months. I think we had met each other like the previous winter, so 2005 winter. We, you know, were talking to each other, hanging out. He was coming over to kickbacks with friends and things like that. And at the time, he did music. I love to sing. I can sing. And it just kind of floated together. Like, me and my best friend have talked about it. When you get down and that music stuff start coming together and y'all, you know, interested in the same music, and you know how music makes me feel personally, like, it's almost like very attractive when I find somebody that I can almost go to battle with R&B vibes, rap vibe, whatever it is, music wise. It was a, you know, a turn on. It was attractive even back then for me. So, we were, you know, back and forth for a while. There was no commitment, but it seemed like on my end, there was an understanding. I don't have sex with multiple people, you know, whether we're in committed relationship or not. Like, it's just you and I. As far as on my end, on his end, he seemed to believe and feel that he can do whatever he wanted to do with his peen. That's great, sir. You know, like I said, that was several years ago. It is what it is. Don't know what he's doing with his penis now. Don't care. But anyway, it was just him and I. And I've discussed before, even though it doesn't sound the best, that I am not a big condom user.
you know, and again, that is for someone that is dedicated to making sure they take care of themselves and protect themselves in other ways. You know, getting checkups, doing all of those different things, not sleeping with multiple people at the same time, all of that. So anyway, long story short, we were messing around. We stopped messing around because I found out he was, in fact, with multiple women, outside of me. And so I stopped talking to him. And then one day I'm at work and, I seem to think my cycle, my period started. So I go to the restroom. I'm like, oh, okay, grab a, you know, a tampon, go about my business. And so later on in the day, like, you know, maybe lunchtime, I start feeling very, very crampy, like in the worst way, something that I had not experienced in a very long time. So I was concerned. And so I opted to go home for the day from work and went home, and I was just bleeding excessively. Like, I know this might be TMI for like men that are listening, but I was bleeding a lot. So it was concerning to me. I told my mom I'm going to go to the ER, you know, come get my daughter. And she ended up taking me to the ER. So we get back in the room and they run all these tests. They're like, what could be going on? And I'm like, I don't have any idea. Like, I'd just be living a regular ass life. I wasn't drinking at the time. Like, you know, none of that. So I was like, I just be living a regular, degular, schmegular day in the life of a young lady that's as fly as I am. That's what I had to tell the doctor, right? So he's like, we'll run some tests. We'll run a pregnancy test. And I'm like, I don't know what for, but go ahead and do your thing, doc, whatever. So he comes back and was like, you are pregnant. We'll do X-ray and see maybe what could be causing, you know. So basically, at the end of the day, it wasn't a pregnancy that I was going to be able to carry full term anyway. It was like an ectopic pregnancy, which means that it was the egg, the sperm, the fetus was inside of my fallopian tube, just stuck there. And so if I would have let it grow anymore, it would have burst. I could have died, whatever. Like, that's why I was bleeding so badly, because it was almost to that point. So I thank God every day from that point that I didn't have this man's stupid ass baby. I don't know if the baby would have been stupid or not, but his sperm was obviously stupid to connect to my egg before it could even get dropped down. Like, come on, bro. So yeah, that was the funny story. Yeah, what do you guys think about that? Has that ever happened to you guys? Like, that type of pregnancy? Men, have you experienced that with your woman? Like, I just want to know if I'm the only weird ass person with a body that would start a pregnancy in a fallopian tube. I know it's not uncommon, but it's not the most common thing either. Share your stories. So, Drew Hill, another elite R&B group. They might be, they in my top five for sure. Let's just say that. Anywho, let's discuss music that I've been listening to. So I've been in a really vibey, like light one for me type of mood, even though I don't smoke. Maybe like the hookah vibes. I don't know. But it's been very like low key, smooth, mellow. I've been listening to a little bit of jazz, all of that. But most importantly, I've been listening to a lot of old school Babyface. Need I say more there? If you know, you know. You should know. If you've been listening to this podcast, you should know something about Babyface, because what are you here for? Anywho, Toni Braxton, her first album, elite, okay? I've been listening to Division. They're dope. Music is amazing. All of that. I've been listening to Kenyon Davis. Tank's new album, top tier. Top tier. I'm hearing that he's saying that's the last album. He's just gonna focus on, you know, producing, arranging, podcast. I think that's what he's gonna focus on, which is fine. But I don't know if you're gonna be able to just leave it like that, because I mean, album is crazy. That's all I gotta say. I've been listening to Allen, which is like an underground R&B chick. Dope music. Little EPs be really, really cool. Been listening to The Bonfire. Shout out to my cousin Kitty. She had sent something over. I had listened to her before, but I had listened to
I forgot what the song was called. Automatic, I think it is. She's really dope. So I've been listening to her music, singles, EPs, whatnot. Been listening to Jessie Murph. I like her sound, even though they're classifying her genre as alternative. I think that the music and the lyrics are there, and I really like it. I don't know what kind of vibe she gives me yet, so I'll report back, but I really like her music. So, and then, of course, the incomparable Mr. Eric King drops an amazing album back on September 23rd called The Love Pack, and it's giving fire emojis all across the board. If you into music, you like that R&B, rap, mesh, bubble, this album is it. Like, listen to this album and then also download, pay for, whatever you need to do to get to the other music. He's always giving me good vibes with the music. It just be incredible. So shout out to you. We got to get him back on the podcast to just discuss this album. I mean, like, beginning to end, no skips. Fire. I mean, I don't. It just take a listen. That's all I'm asking you. I ain't gonna ask you again. Anywho, that's a cute little song to segue into this portion of the podcast. I'm going to say this. Marriage and a healthy relationship will always be a priority and a job that I want, desire to have, experience, be a part of, whatever you want to call it. So that has not gone away. My desire to have that. It's just about when I can accept that into my life. So, you didn't know. Here's my dating update. So, last podcast episode, I said, told you guys that, oh, you know, I'm really ready to get back, jump back into dating. It had really almost been a whole year at that point. Still very celibate going into all of this, but it just was like, let me get out here and see if I can connect, get some dates, and not on no scammer bitch type shit, just really date, you know what I'm saying? I was going to attempt to date a few people at one time. Retrograde, this last one killed the vibes for me anyway. Know how everybody else experienced it. I know Yvonne, right? But anyway, so there were three. I'm not even going to loosely call them gentlemen. It was three Mr. Niggas. Okay. And the consensus, the general statement that I'll make is the dating pool has fecal matter and piss in it. Okay. Might be some perks, you know what I'm saying, lingering at the bottom of it. It's giving no thank you. That's all I gotta say. I didn't ever actually go on no dates. Now, mind you, this was back in August that I had made this proclamation that, hey, I'm ready to date, right? So I'm exchanging numbers. I'm, you know what I'm saying, living in a very feminine energy and allowing men to, like, actually hunt and gather, right? No, ma'am. None of that occurred. It was a lot of text of what you doing. I miss you. How do you miss me, sir? You've never met me. You've never met me. How do you miss me? A lot of, oh, well, you never told me what your schedule was. I'm sorry, sir. Was I supposed to report back to you when I, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I tell you I'm available on a weekend, or I told you I'm available Monday nights and Tuesday nights, the other days are none of your business. You still never planned a date. I got the excuse of, oh, well, I ain't really been in a relationship and dated in maybe 3 or 4 years. I don't give a fuck. Dating me and taking me on dates and getting to know me that way is a top priority. It's a requirement, sir. It's a requirement. It's a height to ride this ride, if you will. And those excuses at y'all big ass ages is going to be a no for me. The Netflix and chill invites, no. I do that on my own by myself. I take myself to the movies. I take myself on several solo dates, whether that be shopping, the movies, the spa, going to the bookstore, whatever it is that I desire to do alone, I can do it alone. I don't want to come to your house and sit and watch a movie, because it's a waste of your fucking time if you think I'm about to come over there and watch a movie and then we about to be commenced to fucking. Absolutely not. You are strongly misled, sir. Strongly. And at this point, the next, and I told my cousins this and my sister, the next nigga that invite me over and freely is like, oh, here's my address. I'm robbing y'all niggas. This is a fair warning, because I'm tired of y'all just randomly saying, hey, here my address, stop through, slide on me, pull up on me. No, let's go outside. There's so many free things. Like, you could just be like, oh, let's just go grab an ice cream cone. That'll cost you maybe $10 the most. And let's go walk downtown. In our, you know, in our city, downtown is a very popular area. It's very cute. It's very aesthetically pleasing. It's very dope vibes. We could have did that. That would have cost you $10. Any of that. If you ask me to pull up on you and it's across the city, if you don't Uber me there, I'm not coming. I do not enjoy driving. I am a passenger princess. If I do not have to drive, I will not be doing it. Okay. I live in a far west area from where most people live and where most things are going on. So if I am driving there, you better make it worth my while. That's all I'm going to say. I don't like gang member niggas. That's a no. We're done with that. If you were in a gang, you gonna have to let it go. That's just it. I don't want to be a part of that type of lifestyle. I don't want to hear you can't go this and this place in the city because these niggas be there, this hood be there. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to hear complaints about dudes I did used to mess with that maybe don't agree with or don't deal with or don't fuck with your hood. I don't want to do that. I don't want to deal with niggas with 3 and 4 baby moms. Like, settle down, sir. Keep your penis in your pants and just, that's it. Like, I want a man that is going through a healing portion in time in his life. Like, he's not out here doing a bunch of flirting. He's not out here trying to have several women. He's not out women. He's not out here trying to fake front, be a fraud, scam bitches. There's a whole list of things, and it ain't even a bad list. It's just like, I want what I want. And it don't necessarily got to be now. But I'm just like at a standstill. Like, standstill. Sorry. The dating life is on fucking ice. Continuous ice. Like, polar ice. Alaska ice. Like, it's just, it's done. Antarctica ice. It's just null and void for me at this point. I don't like the what you doing text every day. I don't like the text like, oh, my day would have been better if I would have seen you. It's not cute to me. It is not a turn on. It actually turns me off. The good morning, beautiful text is like, like, y'all don't have nothing else. Nothing. No other conversation. I really hope, genuinely, like, I'm genuinely saying this, I really hope that works for some woman. But for me, Miss Tay Marie, it's a no. Every fucking time. I tried to be like, okay, don't be so hard. You might miss out on the love of your life being this harsh. But I'm at a stage, I'm 39 years old. What I look like teaching you how to get the attention of me? Like, I don't. Younger men are attracted to me very often, and I'm saying younger men, like as young as 10 years younger than me. And then very recently, a guy that I assumed was my age, and he's 10 years my senior, 11 years. And same thing. Like, I'm getting the same outcome no matter who I'm dating. Somebody, you know, and I'm not even going to call it dating because we never went on dates. Who I'm interacting with. That's it. I'm tired. I'm over it. So no thank you. That's my dating update. It did not go as planned. It did not go as manifested. It did not go as journaled. And we out of there. You always know when babyface is around. When he done put his foot on something, his hand on something, whatever it is, you know. Okay? Go ahead and tell him, Karen. Anyway, last but not least, y'all know I love my TV shows. And Abbott Elementary is back on. I am on the... I guess it will be the tail end of this most recent season of Married to Medicine, which I rather enjoy. This last season of Real Housewives of Atlanta, below, is subpar, very mid, okay? And then that three-part reunion, no fucking thank you. I am watching the new show Reasonable Doubt on Hulu. The Patient on Hulu, very good. I've heard a couple of people talking about it, but it's a very good show. I am not, nor will I be asked or badgered into watching the Dahmer series or whatever on Netflix. Not fucking doing it. I have been watching I Am Killer on Netflix. Superb. For me anyway, I've really been into documentaries. So if you need any suggestions on some that you maybe not haven't watched, not the popular ones that pop up, but just ones that I've like dug down deep in Netflix and watched, let me know. Can definitely recommend some things. What else have I been watching? And then y'all know my shows, like when I'm getting ready to go to bed or just wind down, still watching Living Single. Been for the last couple of days watching, Steve Harvey Show, which is on Tubi. Tubi has some incredible low budget movies, like incredible. Like the storylines be crazy. The filming and the cameraman be weird as shit, but the storyline be there. Okay. So get into that. If y'all have not watched Secret Society, the first part, then you'll have to pay for the second one. I think on Prime, I believe. But it's well worth the $10 you have to pay. I'll just say that. Incredible movie. I have to find out who wrote and produced that or whatever. Is a good movie. What else have I been watching? I popped in a couple times and watched The Game, like the earlier seasons, and then I stopped because it started getting weird. I think when it moved to BET, which was like season 4-ish, 5 maybe, and then the end season when Jay Ellis and Lauren London got on there were pretty dope, but like there's a couple weird seasons in there. But anyway, I've been popping in and out watching that too. What else? I think that's really about it right now as far as TV goes. I just been staying to myself. Not only have I been for the last few days taking a social media break, continuing that, because like I said, I started September 15th, but I also have been taking a social break. So like, I've been like texting very minimally. I'm not trying to really like engage in like going out, hanging out, going to have drinks, like anything like that. Like, a lot of things have been bothering me about other people. So I'm just trying to keep my energy in my, you know, protect my energy and my peace, if you will. So that's really what I've been doing. That's all the updates I have. I did get an email back from the last guy that emailed me in regards to trying to get his wife to have a threesome or whatever, or not a threesome. It was basically him wanting to have like a hall pass type of thing. He emailed back and said I was really harsh and I need to really think about, you know what I'm saying, how good of a husband he is. I emailed him back. I said, you know what? I'm going to let you sit with those big feelings, sir. I don't have shit to do with that. You asked for my opinion. And if I'm coming from a wife's mindset and based on, you know, the little information, very little information you gave me about your wife, I just don't think she's going to fucking go for it. And if she does, good for you, sis. Good luck. That's all I gotta say. But other than that, I'm done. Finito. I really enjoyed recording this podcast in its entirety, even though it took little blocks of time for me to get it recorded. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to it. And I will definitely keep this going bi-weekly, if not more often than that. You guys have an amazing week moving forward. Until next time.